We're live. It always takes a little while for people to arrive, but that's no excuse for silence, particularly as it should get uploaded to YouTube. I've realized the problem with YouTube was that if I call it the same thing week after week, then it won't upload to YouTube. So I have to call it something different just to have a bit of a. I'll expand the chat box. I really wish this was bigger. Mind you, I wish the whole thing could just be done on my desktop and then I feel much more in control, but there we are. I've just been bought lunch by a lovely friend called Aman Bogle, who's on GB News and goes on other stuff. Had a lovely time chatting with him. He's a dad, so we have a lot in common, and he's just basically a lovely chap. I had the Paneer Wellington, which is particularly nice. And I've got both of the dogs with me. Biscuit is They're both on the mat together. Biscuit is currently squeaking a lot, so you might hear Biscuit squeaking because Bella refuses to play with him, which is very much Bella's choice. She doesn't have to play with Biscuit just because Biscuit is squeaking. I'm going on, or I've been invited on Times Radio tomorrow evening to talk about two-tier sentencing and the Sentencing Council, which obviously I have quite strong views on. And I was asked to go on today on telly to discuss Silent Prayer and the conviction of Olivia Tosiki Bolt. I think the worst thing about it, to be honest, to me, is the costs. The criminal courts don't, I don't know. So the word costs have dominated my life ever since I sat in a classroom in 2003, learning the bar course, and discovered that that's what my branch of the law cares about, often more than the actual issue, is the legal costs of the entire thing. The criminal branch of the law doesn't usually get involved on costs, probably shouldn't. It's not really cost related. And I see attempts to sort of bring in cost regimes to crime as in my view, confused. I think the podcast with Peter McCormack is out. It's 2 hours long. Wow. But people were saying nice and lovely things. I got a nice message from Andre Walker about it. I got messages from other people who have bravely sat through the entire thing. I think it's all right. I hope it's all right. But anyway, so I'm talking about costs. The woman who's been prosecuted for silent prayer near an abortion centre has been asked to pay £20,000 of costs. Now, that sets my spidey sense tingling for a number of reasons. One is that that won't be the cost. The cost will almost certainly have been more because you just can't bring trials for that type of money. That is what we call in the business chicken feed. But it's nonetheless the type of amount that is really crippling for a normal person. I don't want to be faced with a bill for 20 grand. Who does? You know, in all seriousness, that is a disproportionate amount of money for an ordinary person to be paying. And I think that's what's upset me most about the silent prayer case. I don't know if we want to have laws against silent prayer. I'm not entirely sure why we do. I always consider our abortion law to be a settled matter. I don't like people getting hysterical about it. I don't like abortion. It's not pleasant. It's not a nice idea. I do like babies. And if you listen to particularly late-term abortions or doctors who do them, it's particularly harrowing. Nonetheless, we permit abortion because women's bodies matter. They have rights. Will you two stop grizzling? Honestly, these dogs will be the death of me. But I consider the issue settled. And therefore, I don't really think we need laws against people who want to quietly pray. Will you two go mat? Or I'm going to take him. Biscuit, come here. Bella, go mat. Biscuit, come here. Biscuit, come. Bella is sitting on my feet in a stubborn refusal to go, and Biscuit is coming here because otherwise they will grizzle it and ruin the video. Anyway, the point is that I don't think, I mean, if you want to privately, quietly pray, should the state be punishing you? It's a personal political opinion. I don't like it personally. That's my view. Denise, they are nothing but bother. Nothing but bother. Look at you. Don't bother. Bother, bother, bother. Bother, bother, bother. Mwah. Bother, bother, bother. But at least they're not making... No, you can't get off me to go and harass Bella. No, and don't you lick him. That'll just encourage him. Dogs. what was I saying? So I think those are the main legal stories in the news at the moment. There's been news that somebody's being prosecuted. Obviously, basic rules now apply. Don't talk about it. That's it. We don't risk trials. We love the justice process. So don't talk about stuff that might lead to a trial or that looks like it's going to lead to a trial. I mean, don't live in terrible fear of nothing. We're not Lord Herma. But, you know, we have to be responsible. And hopefully I'll be on Aisha Hazarika's show tomorrow at 6 p.m. on Times Radio. But it's telly, so it does all change. Right. I have everybody's questions arranged. And start with Alan. This is called Islamophobia because I'm going to get on to Islamophobia and we're going to have a real talk about that because you were all asking about it. And I think we do need to have a talk about it. Prosecute the noisy block on the pavement. Well, exactly, Marie. We can't prosecute one type of prayer and not the other type of prayer. That's just really not on. That's a religious state, which we're not supposed to be. And silent prayer seems to me the least offensive type of prayer. And there's nothing wrong. I mean, I lost a baby to miscarriage. I know lots of people have. I think the there's a common rhyme for magpies, one for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy. And I think that's because one for sorrow means miscarriage. I think two means joy, means not miscarriage, girl and then boy. And that I think is telling, because I don't think we talk about this enough. But that means abortion is inherently sad. There's nothing joyous about abortion. It's something we as a society have and allow for understandable reasons, but it's not something to go around celebrating, I think. Right, Alan, Stephen, the Equality Act 2010 prohibits discrimination on the basis of religion or beliefs. Does this mean that Angela Rayner's proposal for a definition of Islamophobia can be challenged as being discriminatory under the Act without also defining Christianophobia in a predominantly Christian country? It's the obvious point, isn't it? If we're going to have a specific rule protecting Islam, what about all the other religions? There are lots of religions in this country and they all seem to get on really quite well. Why do we need a specific rule for any of them? And if I was Islamic, I wouldn't want a rule against Islamophobia purely because I think it looks like special treatment and I think that would cause people to be upset and disquieted and I would have common sense and good political mouse and realise that that was probably not in my long-term interest. So there must be, and there will be lots of people like me everywhere. So there will be Islamic people like me, and they will quite possibly be not liking this either. But it is very difficult to define. The counter argument is that we have to have a specific law or a specific rule for Jews. But that is always because the bad people won't let Jews stop being Jews when they go racist. So if the Germans had had a rule that if you said you didn't want to be Jewish anymore, so you converted to Christianity, then you were no longer Jewish, we wouldn't need specific protections for anti-Semitism because there would have been a route out. But there is no route out. They never give one. The bad people, the monsters, they always trap you in it forever. And so we have to have a special rule for anti-Semitism because of the bad people, not because of logic or coherence or rational thought, just because of how the evil people are. And we, you know, want to combat the evil people because we're nice. I don't know where we're going to get to on the definition of Islamophobia. I have very little confidence in the people involved in actually writing it. Mind you, having said that, I wouldn't want to be given the task of writing it myself because I think the task of writing it is quite hard. The all-party parliamentary group came out with this definition of Islamophobia, which is Islamophobia is rooted in racism. Right. That's just a statement, a weird statement or a claim to fact. That's not a definition. Islamophobia is rooted in racism. And is a type of racism. Okay, that we're starting to get to a definition. Islamophobia is a type of racism that targets expressions of Muslimness or perceived Muslimness. What? So the All Parliamentary Group's definition was rightly rejected because it's rubbish. Some of the people who helped draft it are now an Angela Rayner's little team, so they may well come up with the same utter guff. I strongly suspect that my greatest role in discussing Islamophobia is the fact that they're going to come up with just a definition that's crap. I mean, let's not pull any punches. Let's actually start saying what we mean. If they're going to come out with just gibberish, like perceived Muslimness, what on earth is perceived Muslimness? And I think we need to note how deeply rooted in a lot of racism this is, because really, I think that they're trying to say that you can tell a Muslim by what they look like. What? You can't. That's absolutely ridiculous. And that's racist. So this whole anti-racial movement seems to be deeply rooted in actual racism, which is, you know, really quite troubling. But that was the All Parliamentary Group's definition. I wait with bated breath to see what geniuses of the like of Dominic Grieve come up with for Angela's little committee. I strongly suspect you'll just see me on the telly saying this is utter gumph. And I strongly encourage you to go and read it. Always read laws. Try and understand them. If you can't understand them, then that's a constitutional failure. The duty is on the parliamentarians to write laws that you can understand. You have to have functioning laws in this country. If you can't understand laws, they're not going to function. So do please engage with the definition. Alan and everybody else, I'm going to keep a strong eye on all of this. KJE says, does the 2010 Equality Act also apply to the new sentencing guidelines? They seem so desperate to get through. Well, thank goodness the new sentencing guidelines have been blocked and stopped, largely because Robert Jenrick held the Lord Chancellor's feet to the fire. how incredibly arrogant are the Sentencing Council to have tried to push ahead against her clear wishes. I would abolish them. I think we need to start accepting that these faceless committees, these unaccountable committees are not a good idea, that they do not give us philosopher princes, they give us the rules by unaccountable weirdos. And really, you know, we're going to have to start saying this. I've said this on the telly, and apparently, you know, those barristers who don't like me for their own reasons, but who are, again, for their own reasons, entirely obsessed with me, were encouraging Ofcom complaints. I really want to stress that that's because they're not regulatory lawyers. Please don't pay them any money to give advice on regulatory law. Obviously, nothing I said breached regulation. It never does. And after 5 years of being piled on by these absolute egomaniac loons, it's time to admit that they don't know any regulatory law. Okay, just stop it. They encourage the public behind the veneer of our gowns to make baseless complaints. And I've had to deal with slew after slew of nonsense. I'm fed up of their gibberish. They can go boil their collective fat heads. Anyway, David, can we take Tama to task about the film that distorts the truth? Yes, Keir Starmer's documentary. It's just so obviously fictitious. They believe that you can do politics by manipulating the public and controlling the narrative, which you can when the economy's going well. So they learned all this from the 90s and from Blair, who was a master at this type of thing, and Mandelson. But the fact is, when the economy's going badly, we all start paying attention again. And when we're all a bit worried, as most of us are, and certainly COVID was a massive wake-up call to most of the nation, we start paying much more attention to Westminster. We start asking awkward questions, and they start not being able to stage manage things by having a Netflix show. It tries to make you scared of the least scary little boy I've ever seen. I mean, it's just like, it could have been made by Voldemort as a piece, you know, to try and make us hate or fear Harry Potter. It's utter tosh. Can we take Starmer to task? We can take Starmer to task at the ballot box. The next ballots are in the 1st of May in the local elections. I suspect there's going to be a very strong message to Sir Keir there. We should always do this via the political process. And I look forward to the results of those local elections. Samantha and Sarah, seeing as our border checks are done in France and Dover, why can't our border force patrol the beaches instead of the useless French? Also, what is stopping us turning the boats around mid-channel? They are, after all, supposed to stay in the first country they enter. Right, so breaking that down. Staying in the first country you enter is what's called the Dublin Convention, the Dublin Agreement, that was an EU-wide agreement. It has never worked. So you get people who are very perfectly legitimate. Anyone watching this who is sad that we left the EU, that's absolutely legitimate. I'm neutral. My dad voted Remain. You know, I get the arguments on both sides. But the people who get very ridiculous about the EU often say we lost the benefit of the Dublin regulation. It's like, no, we didn't, because it's never worked. OK, it's just never worked. EU-wide, that entire thing has never actually functioned. And we always got more back than we sent. So the whole thing was just a dodge. This is a bad idea. Bad, you know, danger, Will Robinson. Bad idea. They are supposed to stay in the first safe country, you would think, if they were genuinely seeking asylum. But let's face it, global asylum rules are broken. They're almost probably being, asylum's almost probably being weaponized against us by hostile states. And it's time that we grew up and admitted these things and didn't, you know, just get hysterical. Should France do more? Yes, we pay them. I mean, it's really disgraceful. Perhaps we should take Calais back. That'd help. Can't we push the boats back? Yes. And don't let anybody tell you that international law is a problem. We can use domestic law to pick and choose what international law we want. And then we could push the boat back. I don't have a particular problem with pushing the boats back to France, provided it can be done safely, which I imagine it can, or taking them off the boat and then dropping them back in France. The French probably would. but I consider that a diplomatic, not a legal problem. And it's something to be got through. I mean, to be perfectly honest, why aren't we complaining about the French? They're allowing this. You know, and I'm pretty sure the Italians did this. They just pushed them all back. Or the French may have done it to the Italians, but everybody else is being a lot more muscular with their borders than we are. And we're an island. Can we grow up and just defend our island, please? We should defend our island home, whatever the cost. That's what someone once said, a nice little man who we all admire. Petronella's question got rescued from obscurity by, I actually can't remember who did it now, but somebody was being lovely. Was it Sarah? Was it Samantha? Somebody was being lovely and rescued. Oh, I should also say that Hillary's not here because Hillary's had some bad personal news. So let's all give our love to Hillary. Like to see lots of, you know, Hillary love going. We're very fond of her. I'm sure she'll be back next week and she can do a Hillary. Because, you know, that's what she's for. Petronella's question. Hi, Stephen. Hope you had a good week. My question for Friday is, with this Islamic phobia law, the accidental government is forcing through, why can't we start a campaign for a Christian phobic law, which will counter the Islam one? I honestly think that's where they want us to go. I think this is sort of divide and conquer, and I'm refusing to play this game. Human beings are not tiny little boxes that you can put them in. Okay? They just aren't. We're all complicated. We're all everybody watching this or anybody who watches this. And the last one got tens of thousands of views. So, you know, there's quite a lot of people. You're all individuals. Every single one of you. Yes, you've got identity characteristics. I mean, you know, the one that I bang on about. Are you licking him? This is actually quite affectionate. This is nice. OK, they're being good dogs. They're licking each other and being and hugging. That's nice. Anyway, so the one I bang on about is being a bisexual. Now, that's just, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't define anything about me. It doesn't make me a good person or a bad person. It doesn't mean anything. In fact, to most people, it means absolutely nothing because it's frankly a private matter. But these identity characteristics are utter rubbish. I have green eyes. Does that make me a good person or a bad person? You know, I've got some melanin in my skin, not a lot. You know, other humans have more. This is just nonsense. The whole thing is rooted in an utterly discredited ideology. It is utterly nonsense that humans differ on racial characteristics. And I just won't have it. It's just utter tosh. And Christians and Muslims, well, those are belief systems. Those aren't even pretending to be, you know, genetic or biological. Those are what we used to call choices. And people should have choices. And people can make whatever choice they want. And, you know, I've got lovely friends who are Muslims. I've got lovely friends who are Jews. I just bought lunch by a lovely Sikh. I mean, this is just go away to all of this idea. So Petronella, I wouldn't go down that road. I know we feel helpless. I'm gonna attack the definition, because what will happen, I promise you all this, is that they won't be able to write a definition of Islamophobia that works. We already have laws against anybody being religiously discriminated against. We already have crimes that are made more dramatic if you do them because on a religious basis. That's why the guy who put bacon outside a mosque got a longer sentence. No, because it was motivated by a religious wrong or a religious evil. We don't need a specific law, and they're not going to be able to draft it. They are making plans. They are making promises I frankly think they don't intend to keep. But if they try, I'm going to attack them on the substance of it. Will you two stop, please? And Bella, shouldn't you be on your mat? She's now sitting, very respectfully, as though that's some sort of substitute for doing what you're told. Right, Petronella. And nice to see you again, Petronella, by the way. Always. We are the lovelies, so we must be lovely to each other. Michelle, hi, Stephen. Hypothetical question. Can an employer introduce clocking in, out, using your fingerprint? Sounds a bit like digital ID to me, and possibly shared with other organisations. Under our current laws, could the employee refuse? I think we could refuse. I would refuse. I haven't travelled to the US since they required fingerprints. I get very protective of privacy. I'm not a criminal, and I don't intend to be at any point, but I also don't think the state has a right to my fingerprints. I won't use fingerprint, you know, stuff on technology. I won't use facial recognition on technology. I will put in a password or a PIN. I think that we need to start talking more about how Marxism and communism and authoritarianism is coming in via tech, because the amount of, you know, I'm of a certain age. Please, everyone, be kind. But I'm of a certain age, so I can remember when you could just go in a search engine, find the web page and download a program, and you didn't have to have an account with, you know, everybody left, right and center. I got a new phone for this. And all of a sudden, it's just really glaringly obvious that I have to have accounts for everything. If you look at most of the large food retailers in the UK, it's hard to argue that any of them are actually food retailers. What they appear to be is data harvesting centres with subsidised food attached. And I really think we're going to need to start pushing back against all of these accounts. I mean, if an employer tried to insist on fingerprints, I would absolutely kick off and push back. And I think what we need to do is start as a society to go back to the idea that each of us has an inherent value. That was one we got rid of, and I think we shouldn't have got rid of that. And that the state is there to serve us. We're not there to serve the state. And that employers have to treat us with basic dignity or they'll go bust. And that's the free market. I would much rather trust the market to protect us than the state. And I think what we're seeing is that the state simply can't protect you, largely because it has no interest in protecting you. Now that we've built what I call a corporate socialist state, the corporates and the government have a hock in defending each other. That's why Netflix and the government are having a lovely love-in at the moment, because, you know, the state is giving Netflix all the free advertising it could possibly ever want. And Netflix is giving the state a narrative that the state wants, propaganda, about tiny sweet-looking boys who are apparently terrifying. I mean, look at this face. This is the face of a tiny killer. Radicalized by Andrew Tate. Have you been radicalized, Biscuit? I think that's an admission. I think we can all admit that. Biscuit has clearly been radicalized. Okay, you haven't. I'm just teasing. Anyway, this is pathetic. This is utterly pathetic. A four-part series. Who's got the time to watch all this rubbish anyway? I've not watched it. I don't know if anybody else has. Bella? Okay, that's sweet. That's nice. Right. Let me get to the bottom of this and see. Oh, what's Petronella said? Oh, Petronella's advertising a political party. Boo. Boo, Petronella. You're allowed to do that. I don't mind. I get on with everybody. This one of the points of Twitter where these absolute idiots try to make a big deal out of me technically belonging to a political party. It's like, well, I literally go drinking and having chats with everybody. I have friends everywhere. Don't take it seriously. Locally, where I am, the party matters for different reasons, in that it's got all the competent people in it, and I want my local council to be run well. If all the competent people left it, I'd go with them. That's the point. It's got nothing to do with, you know, coloured badges or silly pictures. It's, anyway. That's my facial recognition. Good, Denise. I'm glad that you don't think that I'm completely eccentric, but it does basically mean I haven't been to America for 25 years. Oh, well, I've been fine. We see so much of it. Identity politics is divisive. Having my vote. Oh, Sally, sorry about your local election being. Will you? No, you can't complain. He's literally here, and you are going up to him. So you don't get to grizzle because you're doing it. I'm just going to show people what I have to say. Anyway. Lots of love to Hillary. That's nice to see. I'm sure Hillary will watch it on Catch Up. And it's nice for her to know that we're all thinking about her and we all wish her the absolute best. Yes, definitely. There were cancelled local elections. I couldn't really say anything because Parliament can do that. I mean, this is when I sort of get across that Parliament has this ultimate power. I hope people notice that I'm not really grinning. I mean, I call it the fires of Mount Doom, which is famously not in goody territory. You know, that's famously a volcano owned by the baddie. So it is dangerous, the power that Parliament wields. And I don't think Parliament and the power it wields is inherently good or inherently bad. I think it's important to notice it's not inherently good. And then our votes matter and the political process matters because they are so powerful. But I hope everybody's doing what Denise and Hillary and a number of others are doing and engaging with your local MPs, engaging with your local councillors. If you do watch the Peter McCormack podcast, you'll see that he actually does. He's brilliant. We should get him along. He should become a lovely. He should join us because he knows his local councillors. He knows the local MP. He lobbies them. He writes to them. This is what we must all do. We must all become active, grown-up members of our society. The only way we'll get democracy back is if we engage in it. What's not good, Petrina? Yeah, fingerprints at the airport. No, I know. Well, exactly. That's why I'm just not going. I mean, and they always say, well, you've got nothing to hide. And it's like, well, I don't have anything to hide. I'm a middle-aged, you know, bookishly minded gentleman of doggos and respectability. But it's not about that. It's about my right to have a private space. It's about my right to not, you know, give you things that I don't want to give you. I think we need to look at all of this consent all over again. I think companies have completely lost the plot. I think they were vaguely, in its defense, you can argue that they were vaguely under control for a little while after GDPR. But I mean, I got a letter through with a supposed offer personally named from a company I've never given permission for my address to go to. It's a chocolate company. Literally no idea how they know my address. But, you know, and you'll have all have had, I suspect, emails recently from people who you didn't actually give your permission for them to email you to. I mean, one of my most irritating ones at the moment is Deliveroo, which constantly sort of tries to pretend it's just being mating. It's not irritating me. It's not advertising. It's just like, you've got a chance to give us your views again. Why don't you give us your views? It's just shut up. Go away. Stop bugging me. Electoral register sells your info. That's terrifying, Marie, isn't it? I mean, we just shouldn't. We should be allowed to be private citizens again. And I'm worried that we aren't. I'm going to have to let this one go because he's desperate to go and play with Bella. Let's time it because I think it'll be 2 seconds before there's grizzling. Okay, everybody wants to play together now, do they? Yeah. They are actually being better than I expected. Okay, they're not grizzling. Fine. It is boring. Peter McCormack is a star. Well, he was very kind of me. I mean, I didn't really think I was grand enough. I think he had Liz Truss like the week before me. So This was very flattering. He's asked me to come back again another time, which is very kind. And hopefully I can spread and share ideas. The other thing I should say this week is that I'm very conscious that we're not. Stephen, what are your thoughts on the rape gang inquiry? At least it's happening, Marie. At least we're pushing forward. You are grizzling. If I wanted to be difficult, I'd say that it doesn't have any statutory basis, which it doesn't, but he doesn't have those powers, so he's doing what he can. And I think we all need to push back as far as we can now. And I think we're not going to get our country back if we just sneer about at anyone who tries anything. So at the moment, I'm feeling pro anybody who tries anything that might benefit our country, because I love our country and I think it's about time we stood up for things. The treatment of those girls... Will you stop grizzling? It's absolutely horrific. And if the police are involved, if the authorities knew, I want to know. I just want to know now. And that's, it's not about, you know, vilifying a community. It's about just, I want to know. And it's more for me, much more sacking state employee. Will you shut it? Go, Matt. Much more about sacking state employees than it is. I think the perpetrators, the police seem to be pretty good at getting them, which is great. Fantastic. Now it's about, hang on a second, council worker, what did you know? Hang on a second, social worker, what did you know? Hang on a second, Mr. Police Officer, what did you turn a blind eye to? And I think that will be, that's where I want, I want a national statutory inquiry, which Kemi has promised, to be fair to her. And Nigel, I think, is in a bit of a political bind because of all of this stuff between him and Rupert. And I just think that there's only one word for that: unhelpful. Raja Mir is brave and courageous. Yes, he is. The hundreds they haven't prosecuted. And that does always happen to an extent, Marie, but I would want them to prosecute everybody that they absolutely can. And I just think that maybe we're not doing that badly on prosecution. but we just as a country need to grow up more. Bella, Biscuit. Oh, this is my line. It's endless. I was up at 2. I was up at 4. I was up at 6. I have to apologise to people for the lack of content. It's because I'm up at 2. I'm up at 4. I'm up at 6. Endless. These two, just endless. And this is their latest thing. And honestly, I've seen more convincing violence on WWF. I mean, this is just American professional wrestling looks less like a choreographed dance than these two grizzling at each other. Surprisingly, no one ever gets bitten. No one ever gets bloody. No one ever has any sort of accident at all. It's amazingly coincidental. Nobody gets harmed in the slightest way. It's really just magical. No, don't chew that. Biscuit's chewing the wire. That's not good. Biscuit, no. Go, Matt. He's getting better. Right. Does anybody... Yes, police and social services, sir. Exactly. Does anybody... Wait until Biscuit becomes a teenager. Well, exactly. Wait until Small becomes a teenager. That's a nightmare. Does anybody have a question for the week? They're just noisy playing. They are just noisy playing, Jane. I think they just like the noise. I think that's what they're doing. The two of them. I think they both like it. And she, you know, she'll complain, but then she'll come up to him and start. So it's just, they are both as bad as each other. Any final questions? Anything else going on that we should be aware of? I don't think so at the moment. The tariffs aren't really law. I think the main legal stories are the lady who was questioned, who was prosecuted for silent prayer and offering a sign, and the sentencing council, which I'll return to tomorrow on Times Radio. But unless... Why did Trump sign chaos? I never know, Petronella. Who knows what on earth's going on inside Trump? Or with Trump. And all we should ever do is be friendly to the United States. Honestly, not that complicated. You know, I don't even form a personal opinion of their presidents. They are their president. We have to get on with them. That is how the world works. And so I hate this sort of growing trend in Britain to sort of pick an American politician you like and one you don't like, and then just they never change. Have you noticed the people who pick never change their mind? And then it just becomes like an obsession, and they try and prove that the one that they don't like is awful and the one that they do like is lovely. Like, they're just American politicians, mate. They've got nothing to do with us. They don't run our country. We don't run theirs. Could we just get on with them because they're our best ally? Seems pretty logical to me. Patella's asking about Chagos. Yes, Sarah, Kong toys are good. But imagine if I had a Kong here, they'd both be running around going crazy at a car. It's just awful. Europe taking savings. Well, Michelle, they've done this before. During the financial crisis, they froze bank accounts in Cyprus and they stole, anything over something like 65,000 euros that was in those bank accounts. They have form for stealing money. It's what the EU does. The EU's in more debt than any of us, a truly catastrophic amount. And I suspect they're going to do all sorts of brutal things towards private assets. No, I don't approve. But again, the EU runs itself. We don't run it. Biscuit, stop chewing wires. No, Biscuit. That's my light. I'll get no light now on Times Radio tomorrow. Maybe it is just the radio and it's not on telly. But anyway, I don't know. Farage has been reported to the police. Well, just wait. Reports to the police shouldn't concern anybody ever. Just wait and see what happens. Starbucks goes to Mars on a one-way ticket. I think Petronella is trying to ask about Chagos. Why did he sound Chagos? Because I don't know. But I would take the, if I was the president of the United States or advising the president of the United States, I would sign off on the Chagos deal, and then I would take the Chagos Islands because they need them more than us. And we for decades have been a good ally who let them have the base there. We are now, if I were American, this is what I think. I think we are now unreliable. Oh no, I now can't trust the British. So I would sign off on the deal, let them do whatever they want to do. If they want to be stupid and give Mauritius land and money, let them. And then I would take the islands because I would need those islands, and that's, you know, what I would do. And I think we've got to the point where it was mad to imagine. Will you two stop? Mad to imagine that America would protect us from ourselves. We do actually have to grow up and govern ourselves properly. And if we're not going to, then it's not in their interests to actively stop us, to cause a fuss, to become unpopular here. As far as they're concerned, that's the democratically elected government. And so they'll just be like, well, why would I want to upset them? Will you two stop? Right, these two are driving me mad, so we're going to have to go. But it's lovely to see everybody. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to paid subscribers. Thank you to all subscribers. We smashed the target on subscriptions. Everything is doing well. We are the lovelies. This will hopefully upload to YouTube, which is also going well. But ultimately, we're just the nice people on the internet. And ultimately, let's all say just how much we missed Hillary today and how much we hope Hillary has a lovely weekend. Because Hillary's having it tough right now. And we do love Hillary. So let's just, if anybody wants to leave a comment, I think that would be lovely. Yes, lots of hearts. Lovely. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye, 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 bye.